next big thing from Mercedes-Benz invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Kathy Dinn.
Every now and then on this show, we get a professional in here to try and make the show run to time. Do you think you can take the challenge, Kev?
I can time out for you, boys.
All right.
Excellent. Look, even faced with old McLeod's Had a Farm, the new sexier version of McLeod's Daughters.
That's so gay.
I full of that.
That is what
that's
life is like in the country. Don't make fun of the country, folk. McLeod's Daughters is a documentary, Ed Cavalier.
Shockumentary.
We're playing a new game today Stump Kathy Dinn.
Oh, that's going to be good. A man wears a cardboard box at his committal hearing. That'll be good.
Not again. We'll be once again asking the question, do you look like Kim Jong-il? We forgot to ask that the other day. And, of course, John Howard sings about bananas, as he so often does. It's all coming up on Get This. And, I don't know, what are we promising the listeners today, Richard?
Homeowners, you know, a lot of home invasions, you know, people snooping around the properties, neighbourhood disputes, a lot of people getting their cars vandalised.
That doesn't sound like much fun.
Good.
We'll go with it, though. Thank you, Huda Gurus, yeah. Miss Free Love, 1969. It's Get This Around the Nation, myself, Tony Martin, that man, Ed Cavalier.
Morning.
The actor, Richard Marsden. We'll be getting to his work later. He's pushing the buttons. And an actual radio professional in the studio is Kathy Dinn.
Hello. Hello.
Currently stationed at our Melbourne office, keeping things on the boil in the afternoons. But have you been on in every single city we go to?
Pretty much. And I think I've been fired from every single market.
Fired
really?
From every market?
Yep. For what? And going off on air?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Nah, come on.
No, being difficult, I imagine.
Really? Difficult? You like Marty Sheargold?
Oh, Marty's not difficult.
Butting heads with management in the corridors.
Yeah, you're a shock jock, aren't you, Kathy?
Yes, there's a bit of that going on.
Right, Brisbane. What happened? What went wrong in Brisbane?
Oh, I don't want to talk about Brisbane.
Yes, really? Yes, please.
I think we do.
Just change the names and make it general. You'll be fine.
Some sort of two-up Tuesday disaster.
Yes, yeah. I think I play, you know, one of those days when they say, if we play this song and you ring us up, you win $50,000. I think I did that. Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? You played it too much, or?
Well, I wasn't meant to play the song, and I accidentally played it.
Okay, so given the answer of Brisbane, now let's move to Sydney. What went wrong there?
Sydney.
What happened there?
Same story.
Being difficult.
Being difficult.
Difficult. What constitutes difficult? Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. It has to be Rosanna. I'm not playing Africa.
Is that difficult?
Okay.
I wanted to play AC/DC and they just wouldn't let me.
Oh, come on. That's the best thing about Triple M.
No. Brian Adams, you and I both know that his first real sixth string is the thing keeping this place together.
Can you just put it down? We've heard enough about that first real string.
I have it.
You're driving along of an afternoon. And you hear Jailbreak.
Damn, I love that so much.
That's as good as it gets on this
good
station.
Times. Well,
okay, Melbourne. Well, were you still? You haven't been sacked yet from Melbourne?
No, not yet.
There's obviously a few months left in the year.
Doing well.
Adelaide, what happened there?
No, I got made redundant in Adelaide.
Oh, okay.
So that wasn't my fault.
Okay, fair enough. Nothing controversial there. Newcastle. Yeah. We're in Newcastle on KOFM.
I know.
Are you on there or have you ever been on there?
Not on KOFM. I was on a radio station that doesn't exist anymore.
That was your fault?
Yes. I fired the whole radio station. It's all my fault.
But aren't you the voice of something on KOFM?
I do a few of what's called sweepers on KOFM.
What's a sweeper?
Which is like, you'll never know what we're going to play next. KOFM.
Ding, ding.
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
I don't know if they have the ding-ding.
I don't think they might, Tone.
But we thought we'd get Kat's in here today to try and make the show run to time.
Yes.
For the first time ever. Yep,
I'll probably get you fired.
It's all right.
It's happened before. We'll be back. What about when you go on Kath's show, if you're plugging something, you'll just be talking away and a bit of this comes in. Not that. That's Nickelback.
Why the photograph?
That is the worst thing we've ever said about one of our guests.
Shanksy? Oh,
you don't just go on. That's appalling. That is so insulting.
Why did you have that queued up, Shanksy?
It's the number that's on the piece of paper. Yeah, he's still dazzled from his work on Rove last night. Do you watch Rove, Kathy Dinn?
I missed Rove last night. I was watching a documentary on genocide.
You're going to say on Genesis. Well, same difference.
Same thing. Yeah, they were about to tour.
As many victims and just as painful. you missed what I would call an acting masterclass. Have you got that other one?
No.
Haven't got the bed?
No.
Oh, Matty Dower, if you could fax through the number for us.
What happened?
But let's move on to the world of Armitage Shanks.
Well, we might have to wait a little bit, Tone, because I've got a little special intro recorded for that. But I recorded it at 3 minutes to nine.
Wow.
So Maddie's got the pots and pans going.
Gee, is any of this going to air?
Yeah. See, look what happens, Kat.
I'm telling you, I am a bad luck charm.
Katie, what are you doing? You're meant to be saying no.
I'm
there's no cut in this.
Show.
Move it along, you know? Where's the traction, man? You know?
Bit of dead air, come on.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, so we haven't got the work of Mr. Shanks on Rove last night. I was
later
on the telly last night.
Yeah, 20-1.
I saw you.
They used one line.
How many?
Oh, admittedly, everything I said was controversial and offensive.
Talk about what were you talking about? Which film?
Oh, I can't remember. There was one.
It was Mad Max.
Scrapping
that's right.
on about Mad. I had so much to say about all the other films, Damn. But I hadn't seen the show. I didn't realize you were meant to talk the films up.
Ah.
I thought you were meant to bag them.
Yeah, like in this program. And what, so hang on a sec. So what, it was top 20 Australian films.
Yeah.
What came in at number one?
Gallipoli. I think came in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And was it kind of your usual suspects? Was it your Break of Morantz, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah,
kind
it was that a lot. Yeah.
So what did you have a go at?
Well, I can't remember. What did I say that would have been so offensive? The Priscilla, I was talking about that.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said it has everything that a great Australian film needs.
Yeah.
The Outback, Bill Hunter, and someone expelling ping pong balls from their nether regions. Which was something first seen in my brilliant career. It's some of Judy Davis's finest and most accurate work. Instead, they went, let's just have Richard Wilkins reading things off the back of the video cover. Can he come up with a banal statement for any film?
He can kill any mood. He's amazing.
Every single movie they went to, they just went to Richard Wilkins and he was like, magnificent film, landmark acting, Toni Collette, astonishing.
Landmark acting?
And they just go on to the next thing and that was like, he's out for everything.
And so who did you get bumped for? So obviously Wilco. I mean, Wilco, you know, he's the kind of the doyen of all things entertainment, right?
John Michael Housen.
There
was a fair bit of that.
Reminds me of the old days, 50s musicals.
Oh, I think it was probably what I was saying was too offensive.
What else did you get? What else did you say?
Oh, I can't remember.
I remember Tara Reid just completely salivating over Mad Max about Mel Gibson in his leathers. Mel in his leathers. Oh, that's all you need to know.
If only it was Tara Reid, boobs ahoy. Yeah. It was, in fact,
Tara Reid. Tara Moss.
Oh, I was thinking, jeez. How did Moss go? She doesn't get enough press.
She wrote an entire novel during the hour. I don't know how... I don't know how that happened. I don't know. What else did I
say? That's good work.
Talking about Wolf Creek and how it's really disturbing when you see John Jarrett on that Homes and Gardens show now.
Don't let him near the shed. Don't give him tools. Didn't run with that.
Oh, dear. I was, when they had the castle, I wanted them to play the clip of when I'm in the background talking to Eric Banner.
I remember that.
Lip readers tell me that I'm asking Eric why his TV show got axed.
Didn't have that.
Lip readers. Instead, let's cut to Richard Wilkins again. Astonishing, remarkable performances, truly incredible.
Mm.
Please return by Tuesday. Oh, sorry, wasn't supposed to read that bit out. I don't know, I had lots to say.
Man from Snowy River, did you have a go at that?
No.
You never go at that?
I know, I talked about the two Kirk Douglases.
Oh, yeah?
Puberty Blues.
Best film ever. Where did that come in at?
That was like in the top 10.
That was like number 3 or 4
That's
or something, wasn't it?
That's my favourite Australian film.
I can't remember what I said.
Unbelievable.
I think I said the film is about a group of women saying goodbye to a certain part of their lives and Kathy Lett saying goodbye to not using puns. I think I said that.
Tony Martin's 21 Slagfest of Australia.
So they're going to use one bit, yes.
But, I mean, would you... Okay, Slagfest offensive,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But Richard Wilkins, astonishing, remarkable, an incredible performance.
He can give you a soundbite from anywhere.
Here's my invoice.
Now, well, how did Bad Eggs go? Top 20?
Nah.
What are your honourable mentions?
No, of course. I wouldn't expect that to be there. I tell you what, the only thing... Known. That Bad Eggs has achieved in the last 3 years is we've made it onto the internet.
Yeah.
They have something called the Car Chase Database.
Oh, yes.
And they rank great car chases.
Who's Bullet first? Are they still going with that?
Oh, Bullet French Connection.
Yeah,
to Live and Die in LA. That's a good one. You know, the usual.
Yeah.
And Bad Eggs is listed as the pissiest car chase in cinema history.
The club lock.
With the club lock. That is what we were aiming for.
Oh, really?
That's what it said on the clapperboard.
Well, mission accomplished.
All right.
What did Wilkin say about that?
Astonishing. Remarkable. Toni Collette, truly incredible performance.
Toni Collette wasn't in it, so...
Have we found those clips yet?
Maybe we should have a song.
Not the best.
I know what Kathy would do. She'd go to a song. Is that the sensible thing to do, Kathy?
I think so.
Can you give us a pro out for this, Kathy?
Definitely. We're going into that song right there.
That's the one.
It's Get This on Triple M and KIFM in Newcastle.
Ding, ding.
With Pink. Who knew? Woohoo.
It's as simple as that, isn't it?
I know. Pretty good. Sweet. Any monkey can do it.
That's Pink here at Get This Around the Nation. Kathy Dinn, currently at our Melbourne office.
I like
spinning the wheels of steel.
Not really.
That's what they do on real radio.
Yeah, the wheels of steel.
Hey, Kath, how did you get into radio? Yeah.
I actually started doing community radio when I was very young, when I was about 14 in Canberra.
Oh, right. Was it the kind of community radio where there's a lot of this? And welcome back. That was...
oh, sorry.
The wrong microphone word.
That happens on this show. It's dangerous to point a finger. I'll get this with regards to competence.
I reckon.
It was actually the first FM radio station in Canberra because there was no FM radio at that time and it was a horse racing station.
Oh, oh really?
So we'd have horse racing in stereo.
And oh, really?
Yeah.
And did you have horse... Did you do horse racing related gear or...
I had to do like the scratchings and selections and stuff like that. Really? So I was like 15 talking about gambling. And
why not? Get them started early.
Correct weight, correct weight.
When you, as I was saying earlier, if you pop in on Kath's show to plug something, you might find a bit of this coming up underneath you. You got that there? Whoa. This is the way to speed up a show, Ed. Have this when you're talking.
Yeah, okay. Bit of a music bed, mate.
I'd like to think wherever you go, this music comes on. It's just Kathy Dinn at the bank. I'll have 20s and 50s, thanks. Yeah. Two sugars, thanks, mate. And just, or you can just call someone up.
Hey,
I like to complain about my medical insurance. No, that's my music.
My bed.
It's with me wherever I go.
Get your own bed.
I like to think that you carry a boombox around on your shoulder playing that music.
Sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of annoying, Tone.
It's kind of annoying.
Stop me thinking for a second.
Do you think I should stop doing that? Playing those?
Oh, look. Trends in radio come and go. It'll go and then it'll come back. It'll be all new.
Oh, the all new beds.
Things can come back suddenly and be all new overnight.
They secret can. Sound? That hasn't been around for a bit.
The secret sound. Have you ever done the secret sound?
I have done the secret sound. It's kind of nerve-wracking.
What do you mean?
Well, you sort of... You know what the sound is, and it's just kind of nerve-wracking knowing what that sound is, because people actually put a bit of pressure on you, especially if it's a big prize, like a $50,000 prize.
Yeah.
Your mates would be like... Oh, go on, just can't you tell me and we'll split it? And like, no way, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever been tempted?
Yeah.
When you know, like the Ford Festiva came out and you thought, oh, hang on.
Well, you know how I was saying I've been fired a lot.
Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't.
No,
There's a lot of talk of $50,000 prizes. Yeah. They seem to follow you around. Free amount of 50. What's the best prize in 6 months of this show? What's the best prize you've given away?
There was a hat. That the Who Farted t-shirt, that went down a treat.
Icy cold Coca-Cola?
No, I haven't been icy cold cans. The dolphin, I had a little dolphin pendant that had a bit of opal in it.
Oh, lovely.
A sliver of opal. There's someone looking extra classy out there with that bad boy.
I'm jealous.
There was an M, there was an opal with an M in it. That was pretty good.
Okay.
What's the M for?
Well, I just, because it was the only one they had left. So that's what I got, and just hoped that it was someone whose name started with an M or a W came in. And then I thought, if it's a if it's an E, we can give it to them sideways.
Always thinking.
Always thinking.
What about the work of our panel operator, Richard Marsden? We're taken to calling him Armitage Shanks when he's in his acting mode. What have you got for us, Ed?
Well, we're going to talk Shanks, and let's have a... I think we've got an intro ready for him. Let's hear it.
Come with me, the GE Money Genie, as I take an in-depth tour of genius. Strap on a neckerchief as we take a detailed look at the greatest actors of our time. Pacino, Streep, Walken, Shanks, and DeLuise. Today, the most versatile performer since Jake Wall, the unchecked sexual tour de force that is Armitage Shanks.
Armitage Shanks? What's he got for us today?
Oh, so much gear.
Did you see Rove last night?
Yes, I did.
It was just... It was... Performance a go-go.
Everything.
Accents are popping.
Tears. I was crying, and then I was laughing, and then I was hugging with strangers. Oh.
And then you were kind of weirdly turned on.
Oh, well, okay, I'll draw the line there, but that's cool.
Who's that cricketer that's in some kind
of... Craig McDermott's in a bit of strife at the moment. So.
And I think that's weird strife to be in, that you filmed yourself having sex with your wife.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
I don't think so.
But obviously, Armitage Shanks felt the need to turn the spotlight of satire on that poor man.
He did. He did. And what's worse is he felt the need to do it with zinc all over his nose as well.
That it was like silent film acting. It was great fun.
It wasn't like silent film acting.
It was something better.
It was like one of those movies where Peter Sellers plays more than one character. Because you had Shanksy,
Dr. Shanks Love,
as McDermott.
As McDermott.
Yeah. And then, sort of in a, I don't know, Brechtian kind of way, commentating on himself.
In a voice. And it was doing Richie Benaud. And unfortunately for Shanksy, I watched Rove last night with a couple of people that were working on Rove.
Right. And
they said that Shanksy went to great lengths to get into character as Richie.
What did he do?
Well, they wouldn't say. They drew the line there, but they said that he spent a lot of time trying to get the voice just right because he just wanted to do it justice. Right,
well, because the thing is, like with Richie Benaud, I mean, it's sort of hallowed ground because of, the 12th man. And
absolutely. So you're chairman of the board.
Yeah. I mean, and you're doing an impression of someone doing an impression.
Yeah,
right.
It's very difficult.
What did you warm up with?
I was doing some of Richie Benaud's French stuff from
here. Wow. Let's go to the footage. Now, you've got to imagine you're seeing a near-naked Richard Marcel and Zinc Cream doing the antics.
Diving into a bed.
I'm sorry to put this picture in your head, Kathy.
I'm thinking.
And then commentating on himself. Listen to this.
Welcome back to the Craig McDermott sex video. There's a real buzz around the bedroom tonight. In comes McDermott off the long run. Looking good. He's got his ball swinging both ways. Oof, what a marvellous delivery from McDermott. Let's have a look at the replay.
Yep.
Nice.
That's pretty good. I liked it. Great stuff. I love the off coming off the long run. That sounded just like him. Beautiful work, Shanks.
But then, can he go through here?
I was like, that's it. That was it for me. Like, he's got... He had me at swinging balls. You know, like, that's as good as it's going to get.
Hands down.
But no...
Then something comes up later called Sex Office.
Ooh, right.
And it's like a 70s,
Sex Office.
Yeah. It's a bit of a word.
Let's go and have sex.
That's the one. And then there's somebody standing at a desk.
That's right.
And then a bloke pops up from under the desk. And who is it?
Shanksy.
Listen to this.
Righto. Job done.
I'll say, thanks, Funky.
That's me and Fiona Harris. That's chemistry.
Yeah. Something.
Righto, job done. You were carrying a large toolbox at that point too, weren't you, Shanksy?
Yeah, and I had to put it down at exactly the same point for continuity.
Great.
If you're asking about the process.
Yeah, I am. That's what we're here for.
Now, the thing is, though, was there another character as well?
I didn't see another character.
Was this you?
What was it like meeting so many girls from different countries?
Well, okay then.
Is that you?
No, I can't do that.
Who's that?
I think that might be Rove, actually.
Sounds like it might be Rove.
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, why wasn't that you? You do the Scottish. Play that one you did that other time on the show.
Oh, this is classic.
You can take my license, but you'll never take my tequila!
So what happened there? Rove's gone, he's getting too good.
Yeah.
Because the white anting that I've been conducting
during the day.
So obviously I've been pulled off of that.
You can see it on here. You know, there's this look in Helly's eyes that says, this guy's coming up behind me.
This guy's looking good.
Watch it.
Yeah. He's got all the Scottish... So you've been bumped from the Scottish gear, right? So do you think the next time there's kind of like a pantomime cricketer sex like reenactment...
Could be someone else.
Do you reckon you'll get bumped from that?
Possibly. The only reason I was roped into it is because I have a cricketer's build.
No, no, let's not play it down, Shanksy. Let's be honest. Your like massively sexual energy that just sort of permeates Rove Live was getting too much for them to take, and they had to get it down on film.
Yeah, I'm in the two sex-based sketches for some reason.
What do you mean for some reason? So swarthy.
We know the reason.
Shanksy.
Do you have to do accents, Kath, at all?
I'm crap at accents.
Really?
Yeah.
You must have done a few ads, though.
Yeah, done lots of ads. Oh. Yeah, a lot of those. I actually...
Go on. Out with it. Yeah, go on.
This is one of my favourite stories, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but I did actually used to do voiceovers for pornos.
What? You're not serious?
I am serious. I lived in Canberra.
Define pornos.
Pornographic videos.
Right, so when voiceovers, what do you mean?
Well, this was when it was before it was digital and stuff, and they used to send them over from...
Number 47, number 47, yeah. Your Parmigiana is ready.
That's kind of it, yeah.
What do you mean? Like, what?
Well, you know Fish Week in Canberra, it's like the...
No, I mean, what?
Yeah. There's a lot going on here.
Me and my mate used to go in there, and we'd take in a bottle of wine, and we'd sit and we'd watch porno movies and do the moans and the groans for them.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Well, why couldn't they do their own?
Yeah, why are they not...
Oh, sometimes the soundtrack would be lost. They'd be coming over from Sweden and Germany and
right.
places like that.
Sometimes the soundtrack would have been ruined by an unexpected dirty Sanchez.
A bit of turkey slapping.
What was the brief? What did they tell you?
Just watch the porn over and the porn and try and stay in time. Okay.
Did you have a metronome?
Yeah, we did.
And, like, so who was, like, the director?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of, you know, would they say go again? Yeah. Would they?
No. It was just the porno, but porn playing, watching it on the TV.
Would you add any words?
With a microphone.
Yeah. Would you ad-lib any words?
Well, we'd be like, well, boo-boo.
That's all?
If you'd see them talking, you'd have to try and sort of work out what they were saying.
And would you have, like, a contact number you could give to Armitage? Because I reckon that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Wow. Aren't we learning some interesting stuff about Kathy Dent?
Oh, no.
Have you got that music? Because I have a feeling we're running over.
That's right. Come on now.
If we just run over, you just bring that music subtly in. Because we, you know what we've got?
What?
We've got John Howard.
Oh, I know.
Ooh. Laying down some beats, rhymes and crap.
Yeah.
That's going to be coming up next.
Get this.
It's wrong. It's yucky and they shouldn't be doing it.
For the next big thing from Mercedes-Benz.
Good morning, everybody. Or good afternoon or good evening. Depends where you're listening. It's Get This Around the Nation. Kathy Dent is sitting in.
Hello.
Hey, we've got a sponsor and they're confusing us. Am I right, Ed? What is going on with Mercedes-Benz and their next big thing?
Well, I don't know.
They won't tell us.
They won't tell us what it is. I'm hoping it's a van that's got a fold-out table tennis table, to be honest.
Awesome.
Has that been done
before?
No, not that I know of.
I'm hoping it's a talking van.
Actually, I'll take that back. I hope it's a talking van as well.
And then, you know, as soon as you get in, this music would come on. Oh. See, take note, Mercedes-Benz. This is what people want. A van that talks back to you.
And the light.
See? If you're driving in your car at the moment, just turn it up. Crank it up real loud. Doesn't that feel good?
No.
Right. All right, that's enough of that. Obviously, if it is a talking van, they'll be needing a voice. Kathy Dent's available. She's done porno.
You were saying before, Kathy, that there's... because there was... I said, how'd you get into it? I had a friend that was involved in the production.
Yeah.
We've all got a friend involved.
Yes.
And you were saying that if there was more than one couple, as there often is...
You have to change your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've got to do both couples.
Yeah. Well, sometimes up to five couples, Tony.
Really?
That's talent.
What was that one?
Big scene. Yeah.
I think it was something called Rear Action Rhythm.
Oh, have we got that?
Check it out.
It's our movie show tomorrow with Lockie Hume.
Would you like me to send you a copy?
Hey, because we need clips for tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
And I've got nothing prepared.
I've got to go and watch the Aquamarine trying to get some gear.
I've never seen it.
It's got nothing on my work, mate.
Unhappy with a task. Even when he had to listen to that whole Nickelback album and watch Hilary Duff's The Perfect Man.
Oh, The Perfect Man. Ouch.
I should just mention the Get This website. There's always stuff going on there. At the moment, the people in the IT department have decided to do our lookalikes.
Oh.
Look at who they've come up with. All the usuals on there for me. James
Buddy Holly, James Valentine.
Wally.
The bloke,
computer from Dummies guy. Now, there's... Ed Cavalli, look who they've got for
Chris
him.
Klein, yes.
Yeah, I hit that one. The GE Money Genie I'm not happy with. Rob Mills I'm not happy with. Stuart Diver I'm not too unhappy with. The one I get a lot, which I'm going to get put up there, is Katie Lang.
Katie Lang, yeah.
That's good. That is good.
It's
the hair.
Yeah, my friend Josh, with the hair. My friend Josh gave me that one, and it's pretty uncanny. So I'm going to chuck that one up there as well.
And they've got John Mayer, but is that just because you do his song?
I think it's because I butchered one of his classics at one point.
So they've got him looking...
Don't you dare, Armitage. Don't you dare.
It's probably only fair, Ed.
No, it's not. I've got some music prepared for you, Tone.
Really? Isn't it this music?
Your body is a wonderland.
People don't want to hear this anymore.
Your body is a wonderland.
I'm just going to let it go. Bloody Armitage.
This is the good bit, apparently. Listen.
body is a wonderland.
It's exactly like the others. How is that better than the preceding
three? I gave it some more in that one. It was once more with feeling that time.
Hey, Nikki.
Marvellous.
I think the real John Mayer is coming on this show, is he not?
Oh, dear.
There has to be a duet.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't have to be me deleting some things from the computer. That's a good luck.
Live on air duet, definitely.
How sad. Everything has been backed up.
Hang on a sec. Just let's look forward for a second, Kathy. How sad is it going to be when the, let's be honest, dashingly handsome and crazy successful and talented John Mayer mm-hmm. comes and sits in, mm-hmm. right? And the three wacky radio guys go, hey, people say that, you know, our slightly bizarre-looking co-host looks a bit like you. And guess what? He's done a crap version of your song as well.
Have a listen to this.
That's gonna be
Can you transcribe what he just said, Nikki? Because I'll be needing that dialogue. That sounded great. That sounded like classic radio.
That's going to be just... Oh, I can't even... Think how embarrassing that is.
Mate, he'll probably
be.
Sign you up when you go out on tour with him.
Has he done a KFC ad?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the other bit. But don't worry, you're in good company. He has done a KFC ad, an extremely gay KFC ad. I had a friend ring me up the other day and said, geez, what's your KFC ad? I said, oh, yeah. He said, oh, it's pretty homoerotic. I said, yeah, well, I don't know about that. And he goes, what do you mean I don't know about that? Just you and your friends stuffing your whoppers in each other's faces all day.
Kathy did the voiceover.
That's right.
People want to hear John Howard crunking out. That's going to be next, and we can't get to it till you favour us with a song.
I got some moody guitar to play through, play my blues away. Love 2, 3, 4.
Oh, nice.
How long before the vocals come in on this one, Kat?
33 seconds.
But, so we can just talk for 33 seconds.
Talk up to the vocals. That's like a typical radio thing to do.
But if we talked over the vocals, people would hate us.
You'd get in big trouble, dude.
Yeah.
So keep talking.
Can I talk now? Is it all right to talk now? Surely we're coming up to 33 seconds. This is getting really irritating.
And here it comes. Now.
So I can't talk now.
You have to stop talking.
That's those chisels here at Get This around the nation, where Kathy Dinn, who has been sacked from every single station we are on.
Pretty
Fantastic.
Much.
Fantastic.
Proud of that.
Currently heard afternoons on Triple M in Melbourne.
Yeah.
How long before they give you the boot from that?
A few weeks.
There you go, not bad.
Okay. Hey, we want to play Stump Kathy Dinn.
Yeah.
We want you to call us up, play a bit of music down the phone.
Yeah.
And see if Kath can identify
it. Yeah, nice one.
Because she's quite good at that.
Very good at that.
But before we... So think about what it's going to be.
Yeah, have a think.
Cue it up. And in the meantime, we get a lot of calls about John Howard and obviously his rap career.
It's going well.
We've talked about it. Mm-hmm. 1 Cent.
1 Cent is his rap name.
1 Cent.
And he's obviously outraging people with his on-stage behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to know how the tour's going,
mm-hmm.
how his attempt to bust into the States is going. Mm-hmm. I recorded this interview with him yesterday. Mr. Howard, Kyle Sanderlands describes your new single as a bucket of puffs.
Mm.
Now, I know you're both trying to break into the US market. Is he playing personal politics there?
I don't feel that he's playing personal politics.
No.
He's wrong when he says I'm not in touch.
But some might say that a crunked-up remix of Yes, We Have No Bananas is
not exactly a creative
breakthrough.
You've got to keep at it and at it and at it. And eventually...
Yeah.
One hopes there'll be a breakthrough.
But you've even been knocked back by Sesame Street.
We have been used to being knocked back in the past, and I'm sure that will continue to be the case, but eventually there will be a breakthrough.
Okay, well, we'll see. Let's have a listen to a bit of the single.
Yes, we have no.
You're not getting one, brother.
Bananas. No, we got no.
Bananas.
So don't throw your.
Bananas.
Away. Wanna see your.
Bananas.
Show me the.
Bananas.
You can give me some.
Bananas.
Wanna eat your.
Bananas.
Man, there's some big.
Bananas.
Some dope fresh.
Bananas.
There you go. I mean, it's not exactly setting the charts alight.
Well, it's in the 20s in the United States,
right.
And in the 30s to 40s in Europe, and higher than that still in Japan.
Okay. Now, look, the Pope has been roundly condemned for his rather frank statement that your music is so freaking sexy it can cause even the most steadfast celibate to seek refuge in self-pleasure.
I mean, they can do that as frequent as they choose, and I think you were just about to do so.
Please, Mr. Howard, let's keep it clean. Is it appropriate for the Pope
They may not like what His Holiness said.
No.
And whether he should have said it or not is, in a sense, beside the point.
Right, right.
We are meant to believe in free speech, and we are meant to not overreact.
Cardinal Arturio has been mystifyingly quoted as saying, it could have been worse, it could have been Nickelback.
Well, I think the Cardinal has a point.
Just on that, Nickelback have been terrorising Canada for several years now. Are you planning to take steps to prevent any upcoming tours of Australia?
Tony, I'm not going to answer a hypothetical question based on something I hope and pray never happens,
right.
And that is just not a question I care to answer. Mm-hmm. I will say this, that the Canadians have suffered enormously, and I feel very deeply for what's happened.
Have you been along to check out Nickelback yourself?
That really is not something I want to do.
Fair enough. Now, moving on to your new album, that's called...
Murder and Terrorism and Hatred.
Yeah, now, see, this is interesting. I mean, you're very conservative in Parliament, but up on stage, suddenly there's all this, I don't know, Slipknot-style...
Now, come on, Tony, you can go back, you've got plenty of archival footage here.
Oh, sure. I mean, you've been slaughtering a goat on stage. Now.
Years and years and years.
And one of your biggest fans says you're a cross between Marilyn Manson and Hanson, although he was very drunk when he said that.
I think you have to bear that in mind in looking at Peter Costello's comments.
But on stage, do you observe any standards of public decency?
No, we make our own assessment of these things.
Well, let's go out with a few of your trademark...
demonstrations and threats of violence.
I'll get you started. Mm. They call him John Howard. He's more like Jude Law.
I think that's a link that some people might draw.
His rating on MySpace is Pimp or Love Rat.
And that means that on occasions it can go above that.
His rhymes and his beats, they're so ill and deranged.
We're sick of the cost and we want some change.
So lock all the doors and ladies, be seated.
Until... our mission has been completed.
The rhymes are delicious.
It's far more capricious.
It's much more insidious.
And of course it's hideous.
It's skew-whiff and disjointing.
It's very strange and disappointing.
Did the wheat board
investigate? Well, Tony, I'm not going to speculate.
Dear oh dear. He shuts up when you mention the wheat board, Harry. That could stump Kathy Dim.
What a great interview.
Yeah, I mean, he's very frank.
You get him to open up like nobody else.
Unbelievable, Tony.
I mean, how long has he been in power? 70-odd years?
70 years this week.
And you're the only one that can get him to rap, admit to all the goat work.
And talk about Nickelback.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Amazing.
Sometimes he repeats the odd phrase. I find that odd.
I don't know why he does that. And sometimes it sounds like he's saying a word that he might have said earlier, put into another sentence, slightly out of context.
He's very skillful at doing that.
He's amazing. Tone, I love that. That was brilliant.
Let's get up the mountain.
Hang on, just quickly, Tone.
Yeah.
Your work on The Real Stories last night.
I'm everywhere.
It was killer.
Ryan Shelton was the...
Well, yeah, the
he
Shelbos
was kicking the goals.
He's unbelievable.
But a really overconfident lawyer who's easily distracted. That's a funny thing
that's
to play.
And he was fine. But you were good.
Oh, straightened
think you
up.
Might have a future.
Yeah, in being a shonky network executive. You always need those.
That's what I was going to ask. Was there a touch of, like, you've met these dudes before?
They were there on the set.
Really?
They were. Kath, how hard is it to stump you? I mean, what is, you know, how weird does your record collection get?
Yeah.
It's pretty eclectic, but I'm not kind of up on the new stuff, though.
Oh.
You can stump me if you give me a new tune.
All right, okay.
Because apparently I was born in the wrong decade. I wish I was born in, like, the 50s.
Do you like the Arctic Monkeys? Do you like them?
Can't say I've actually heard them. Isn't that terrible?
It's great in the car. Yeah,
isn't that terrible?
It's wonderful stuff.
And the more you listen to it, the less you can say monkeys. You just have to say monkeys.
Monkey.
Arctic Monkeys.
Hey.
Here's a line that's from one of their songs that's stuck in my head. All go a bit Frank Spencer.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
I'm saying that all the time. You hear the show this morning, I'd all win a bit Frank Spencer. All go a bit Frank Spencer. Okay, so try and keep it maybe not on the recent gear.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you put on, you know, when you just get back from a session of dubbing porno movies in Canberra? You're home, the 3-in-1's ready to go. What goes down there?
Well, actually, we've got a very old record player at our house.
Oh, is that
you know,
good?
One of those cabinet ones that your nan used to have.
Kladunk.
Yeah, and you open the lid and it's got the big speaker with all the, you know, sponging on it. So we like to listen a bit of vinyl or the old music stations that play a bit of Bobby Darin.
And oh, Bobby Darin.
Such a dag.
We like a bit of...
Okay, now, it's 1-3-3-5.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the number if you want to start calling in with some music you're going to play and stump Kathy.
You just play it down the line. We'd be quite happy
with
that.
That's the idea.
Let's keep the language clean today.
Okay.
We've had a bit of boonga the day before.
Yeah, we did. There was people trying to say filthy things while we shouted over the top of them.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
That was new.
Obviously, the Dirty Sanchez came up yesterday.
Mm. Now, you, sir. Mm. You're the chief, culprit of that. Now,
yeah, I know. I got off air and I looked it up on Wikipedia. And
I mentioned it.
Very, very ill.
Your Wikipedia page is magnificent, by the way.
Our page is a shambles.
It's awesome.
It's been locked off.
It's been locked off again.
The vandalism is just magnificent.
But what, is something on your page? Someone's put a picture of Ed on his page with a little star logo around it.
Aww.
This photograph, some friends and I did a short play a few years ago, and they came around, like the local newspaper came around to do some photographs. So we sat on our roof. We lived in sort of inner west of Sydney, and we sat there all like doing very silly poses, like pretending to be serious actors and stuff. And so that's the photo they've chosen to put on
the internet.
So I don't need any more bad photographs of myself out there. All right,
what is that in your hand, Ed?
I've never been a massive McLeod's Daughters fan until now.
What are those ads?
Look at this. Old McLeod had a farm, right?
Yeah.
And then kind of shirtless types. Mm. Hanging around the court of the bridals, and then that dude, Bachelor of the Year, the guy that said his hobbies were like champagne showers with ladies that he loves, or whatever it was.
Which is it, the rooster or the puppy dog?
No, the puppy dog. Luke, whatever his name is.
Right.
Have a look at that.
See,
Luke, could you just sit down? Yeah, could you just recline on that hay bale? Yeah, that's good. Now, could you just, yeah, that's nice. Keep the pants on, but lose the shirt. Great, just get the hair back a bit. I'm going to perm it. And if you could just do me a favour and chew on some hay. Yes.
Wow, life is tough on the land, isn't it?
What is going on?
I mean, clearly drought.
It's just the
cost of petrol. It's really impacting on their clothing.
It's forcing them to be shirtless and eat hay. Oh,
and I noticed because it's the old McLeod had a farm sort of thing.
Yeah.
If someone is the rooster and someone is... And then that's not the version I've seen. They've got one of the women in the cast has just been dubbed the cow.
Yes.
They obviously got there and got, well, someone's going to be the cow. Who's that cow?
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Anyway, that's that.
What do you reckon farmers think of McLeod's Daughters?
I'd like to know. Rich?
Yeah, it's actually filmed down the road from my parents' house, actually.
Do they just laugh?
No, it's very much like that. There's a lot of shirt off, eating hay.
But do the farmers think it's, like, ridiculous?
Yeah, it's like a McDonald's version of farming life.
Really?
Yeah.
My first job that I ever had, ever, was on a farm. And it was the when they cut the testicles off the bull.
Nice.
It was my job to pick them up.
Ew.
Where's that scene?
Did you have a special tool for that?
Yeah, it was called left and right.
Then what did you do with them?
What did I do with them?
Yeah.
Decorative. Faberge. I Faberge.
Earrings.
Sold them.
Nice.
Wow. Are we hearing about some interesting jobs today?
Yeah, so I don't remember that. I remember reclining with Luke down the hay bales. All I remember is hand-flow testes. All right.
We want people to stump Kathy Dinn. Queue up any bit of music you want in your stereo.
Yeah.
Play it down the phone to us.
It's going to be a shambles, isn't it?
Let's do it.
From anywhere we like it that way, Kath, anywhere in the country. 1-3-3-5-3. That's those Foo Fighters with Best of You here at Get This Around the Nation. Kathy Dinn sitting in. We've learned that she used to do voiceovers on porno movies.
She can do up to five couples moaning.
Single production.
Brilliant.
Ed Cavalier, we've learned about his old job.
Yep.
Picking up testes and throwing them into a bag. And it's time to stump Kathy Dinn as we climb a certain mountain. Who's got a tune queued up?
I think it's our old homeboy Ian. How are you, sir?
How you doing, Ed?
Good, sir. Now, you've got something to stump Kathy with.
I do. By the way, that there was actually a use for the, what do you call them, offcuts, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
I think it's called bush oysters.
Oh, no. That's
about enough of that, isn't it?
Oh, my God. That's the end of me.
Plans for lunch, I think.
Who wants to win a bucket of bush oysters? That's what we're playing for today. Let's hear your tune, Ian.
Okay.
You're listening to Triple M.
Yeah, apparently.
From Newcastle KO event.
Okay, oh, I almost had it then, Ian.
If I'd have played any more, you'd have
worked. Any clues?
Yeah, give me a clue, Ian.
I'll give you a clue. 70s band, massively popular. Oh, Countdown. They were Countdown sensations.
Wasn't the Bay City Rollers, band. Was it, Ian?
Hey?
Wasn't the Bay City Rollers?
You are on the money.
Yay! The Rollers. And what tune was it? What was it called?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You're close. It was the biggest ever hit they had here.
All right. Name the member of the Bay City Rollers not currently in jail. That'd be the question.
All I can think of is tartan.
Thank you very much, Ian. Well done.
Bye-bye, baby, by the way.
Bye-bye, baby. Good one, Ian. Great choice. Thanks.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. How are you going?
Mate, I'm excellent. Let's hear your tune, sir.
All right. Here it comes.
Here we go. Okay. What?
Is that at the correct speed?
Yes, that is.
All right, Kathy.
Clue, please, Paul.
Oh, look, give us a clue as to what you said.
Yeah.
What? Say again, Paul.
You just drove under a bridge, I think.
They're very big in Mexico.
The Dirty Sanchez sound.
It's not Los Lobos or something like that, is
ooh,
it, Paul?
Ooh, close. No, it's Senor Coconut and his orchestra.
I was just going to say that. Senor Coconut.
I love how Richard's decided to give the caller a correct. Named his own tune. Well done.
Nice work, Paul.
Collect your testes at the door.
Thank you, Paul. Hello, John.
G'day, Ed. How you going?
Oh, mate, I'm great. Let's hear your tune, sir.
All right. Next one.
You need a panel operator. What is it?
Okay, thank you, John. All right, Kathy, what do you reckon?
John, it's not like an old Sherbet tune or something like that, is it?
No.
Very okay, John.
Shut down.
Is it Australian?
It is.
Okay, give us a hint, John. Give us a hint.
Yeah.
From my memory, they had to change their name because the people at Mad Magazine weren't happy with them.
Oh, you got it, Shanksy?
Oh, yes.
Tell us, Shanksy. Tell.
Oh, he's got it written down.
Written down.
So
there we go.
Was it Spy versus Spy?
Yes. Oh!
See, I didn't know. I just thought of the only strip I can remember from Mad Magazine.
Very well played.
Thank you, John.
And what did they change the name to?
Vispy.
They had to put a V in front of the Spy versus Spy.
Oh, they changed their name to Dave Berg Looks at the Lighter Side of Life.
That was a good choice, John.
Thank you, John. Testies for you.
Testies for you, yeah.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. Let's get back into it, sir.
Boop, boop. Gorillas.
She's got it. That's Gorillas.
That's the straight to the bang.
Thank you.
Damn.
Paul,
nice work, Paul.
Well done picking something contemporary, sir. Trying to stump it. I like it a lot.
Where are you calling from, Paul?
Strathfield.
Sydney.
In Sydney.
And what's going on there today?
I'm at work.
And where do you work?
In my car, I'm a rep.
Right. So you keyed that up in the car.
Oh, I have many different tunes. I have everything from Beethoven to Metallica.
Beethoven to Metallica.
Nice work.
I think that's the format of KOFN Newcastle at the moment. Beethoven to Metallica.
Testies for you. That's all we've got.
Never know what we're playing.
Oh, that's all. We're already into the next program. I think your show has already started, Kathy.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Quickly, thank God you're here tonight, 7:30 Channel 10. Akmal Saleh.
Oh, yes.
Hamish Blake, man we can't mention, Kate Jenkinson, and our homeboy, your Blue Wiggle, Anthony
Feels. Nice.
It's a killer episode.
And I know I'm not allowed to give anything away, but I'm told that one of those four people actually wins tonight.
Let's not give away too much.
Kathy Dinn, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me, lads.
We'd love to get you on again before you're sacked.
Yeah, a few weeks.
thanks to everyone who called up and attempt to stump her. I'm trying to think of what our key phrase today was, Ed.
Oh, bag of testies, probably.
Bag of testies.
Tomorrow's our movie show, so we'll be back with Lachie Hugh.
Lachie Hugh.
All the
Shay Hume in certain states. It's all thanks to the next big mysterious thing from Mercedes-Benz. Now it's all out and you know.
And don't forget the scrotum.